An enabled FM chip in your smartphone can make the difference in an emergency situation by allowing you to still hear critical updates. It will also let you listen to the local FM station using 3 times less battery and 20 times less data than streaming. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
It's the biggest musical competition in the country.
CITR is hosting our 33rd annual Shindig. It's a battle of the bands at Pat's Pub every Tuesday night.
We've curated 27 rad bands to compete for the title.
Who will take the crown from last year's winners late spring? Come to find out.
Fun fact, at this year's Shindig, there will be fun facts for beverages.
Thanks to this year's sponsors, AMS Events, Backline Musician Services, Canadian Music Week, Discorder, Fader Master Studios, Rain City Recorders, Mint Records, Music Waste, Nimbus Recording, Thunderbird Radio Hell, Six Cent Press, Silver Fox Postering, Band Merch Canada, Blue Light Studios, Zulu Records, Fernie Brewing, and Print Print.
Come to Shindig this Tuesday, December 6th, to see Little Sprout, Dead End Drive-In, and Cheap Flavor.
As one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio.
Let's see here. God. Oh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Oh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
Well, I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
Oh. Isn't there anything, 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 anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Discorder magazine, or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, Anthas Yakuya, Talit Sin, Homasque Mustayo.
Good morning. You are tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM. This is a very special pop-up edition of Femme Concept, and my name is Eleanor, and I will be your host for the next hour. I'm going to play some warm tunes for these cold times. Take that in whichever way you will. We are broadcasting here at CITR on unceded Musqueam territories at the University of British Columbia in Vancouver. This show, Femme Concept, is a show that focuses on FemCon music, which means a lot of things, but technically speaking, it means that all of the songs involve people who identify as women doing some form of creation. So whether that's producing or writing lyrics or writing the composition of the song or performing the song. So for the next hour, that's what you're going to hear. The first track that I played is a song called One Too Many by the band Exploded View. It's off of their self-titled album that came out in August this year on Sacred Bones Records. Andy Resto, CITR music director, turned me on to this band. They are very excellent. It's kind of a project led by a UK artist, Anika, although this is a little bit more electronic, kraut rocky than some of her other stuff, and this album was recorded with a full group in Mexico City earlier this year. So yeah, really fantastic album. I would highly suggest checking out the rest of it. It's good winter music. That's the way someone described it to me the other day, and I think I'm gonna go with that. All right, we are going to turn now to something a little closer to where we are here in Vancouver. This, well, like kind of closer, it's still across the country, but anyways, closer than Mexico City, I think. I'm going to play a track by the band Brave Radar. They're a band from Montreal, and they put out a few records on Fixture Records, which is a label based in Montreal, one of my favorite labels currently, and I'm going to play a song from Fixture Records 4, which was a comp that came out back in 2015, actually, but it's for free download right now on the Fixture Records Bandcamp, so go grab it while you can. It's really fantastic. It has a lot of great people on it. I'm going to play the track by Brave Radar called Cold Exchange.
All the colors on the crowd.
Was Mary Poppins Pockets by the band New Fries. They are from Toronto in Ontario, and that's from an album called More that was released like 2 weeks ago. What week is it? November 27th. Really great. Check them out on Bandcamp. You are tuned in now to CITR 101.9 FM. The show is Femme Concept. My name is Eleanor. I am broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territories out at UBC in Vancouver. Before New Fries, we heard a track from the band Fern. They are also from out east, based in Montreal, and that was the track Pebble from their album Cool Coma, which was released on Fixture Records, I'm pretty sure. Yes. And that came out November 25th. Also really excellent. And at the top of the set, it was a track by Brave Radar called Cold Exchange. And that was from a Fixture Records comp that came out a few years ago. Lots of great people on there. Lots of angular sounds, I think. But still warm and still quite nice. Thanks for tuning in. There's a lot of things going on in the world right now. It really feels overwhelming to know which ones to talk about, or focus on, or give your time to or money to. So I'm not really sure where I'm going with this, but I think, you know, do what you can. Try to try to read a little bit of news every day and stay woke to what's happening, pay attention. Right now, I'm thinking a lot about the fire that happened at a venue called Ghost Ship in Oakland. Huge tragedy. There's like 30, the death count from that event is like up to like about 36. And they're still looking for folks. And yeah, it's very, very, very sad. And kind of something that makes you think about all the times that you've been at shows and venues that weren't necessarily safe, or you've helped organize events that a lot of people are at without knowing what sort of like emergency plan or backup you have for events like that. And nobody wants to think that way, because you don't want to presume that tragedy will strike as it did in Oakland. But yeah, it's a really important thing to think about. It's something that I'm thinking about. And the reason a lot of these events, like the show that was happening at Ghost Ship, are happening in spaces that aren't necessarily legal or safe, is because there aren't enough legal proper venues to host alternative events, dance parties, bands that are doing things outside of kind of the normative idea of what like a good show is or a popular show is, or something that attracts people who are going to spend a bunch of money on alcohol, if that makes sense. So yeah, also important to think about when you consider Vancouver and what sometimes feels like a real, real, real lack of venues for things. All right. If you are interested in contributing to a fund that has been set up to support the victims of the fire in Oakland, you can visit the YouCaring page that people have set up. Just search that online. They've raised over $400,000 of their $500,000 goal. Yeah, even just like a couple dollars or $5 would be really fantastic. All right, speaking of good causes to support, going to change gears a little bit and play a track by Harmony Tividad. She is one half of the group Girlpool, and they are featured on the cover of this month's Fader magazine. Very exciting. I love Girlpool. I was introduced to them by my friend Nelly back in 2014, and they have a new album coming out in the new year, which is really great. But I'm going to play a song by Harmony off of a solo project she did. It's up on her band camp. And right now the project is called Robust, and you can download it for free or for money on Bandcamp. And all of the proceeds will go towards Planned Parenthood, which is really awesome. This track is called Joseph's Dad Demo.
Thank you. Stay on. from the deep. She wanted me. She wanted me. She wanted me. Siren, won't you call? I want it too. I want it too.
Oh, Stew's the stew for you. Do you do the stew that stews? Come find out at UBC Sprouts.
Located in the basement of the AMS Nest and on the penthouse of the GSS building. Open weekdays 9 to 4:30.
UBC Sprouts is your home for cheap,
tasty,
organic,
locally sourced,
vegan stews and bacon.
Tune in to CITR Friday afternoons from 2 till 3:30 for Radio Zero, where your host DJ brings you an eclectic mix of new international pop, ranging from the most fashionably disaffected to the brightest sugar-coated music around, along with a good measure of vintage new wave, punk, and disco to kick off your weekend. That's Radio Zero, Friday afternoons at 2 on 101.9 FM, CITR.
Most powerful motivational speeches that I have ever heard came from people who told me I couldn't do something. You know why? Because when they told me I couldn't do it, I was bound and determined to show them that I could.
All Access Pass is back for season 2. We are a collectively run weekly program that discusses equity, inclusion, and accessibility issues on and off UBC's campus, including both visible and invisible disabilities. Anyone can get involved. No experience is necessary. People of all abilities are welcome to join. Check us out on Facebook at All Access Pass or get involved by emailing accessibilitycollective@citr.ca.
You are tuned into Femme Concept on CITR 101.9 FM. We've got about 20 minutes of the show left today. You just heard the track Yeah by Walgren. That was released a couple weeks ago, and that is on her forthcoming album, Bird Alien, that will be out in early 2017. Walgren is featured in the winter issue of Discorder, which is here. Well, it's online. It should be here either today or tomorrow. Very exciting. Lots of great features in that issue, so make sure you grab a copy. The Walgren interview is particularly great, but there's also features on Kimmortal and the poet Adele Barclay, and an interview with Music Waste, as well as some great reviews of both live music and albums. Yeah, so get it. Get it, and read it, and enjoy it. Before Walgren, it was a track called Morning After Coffee by the artist Kelsey Liu off of an album called Church, which was released in the summer of this year on, I think it was True Panther. Really one of my favorite releases from this year. Kelsey Liu plays the cello, and it's really kind of this sparse album. And I think a lot of it was recorded in a church, which I think you can hear in that kind of echoey acoustic sound. But she has an incredible voice, and all of her tracks are really fantastic. At the top of that set, it was a track called We Have Heaven, brackets, yes, by Sivani. Sivani is Megan Sivani, who is also a member of Montreal-based bands Hand Cream, as well as others. That was off of a little album called Does Your Mother Know You Hang Out at Drones Club, which is a venue in Montreal. Great little track there. Cool. So thanks for tuning in on this day, December 6th. I was chatting a little bit earlier about how there's a lot of things going on in the world, and it can feel overwhelming to pay attention to all of them or know how to pay attention without burning yourself out or drowning in a lot of bad news. I think I want to acknowledge that today, December 6th, is the National Day of Remembrance and Action on Violence Against Women and Girls in Canada. Today marks the 27th anniversary of the Montreal Massacre, which occurred in Montreal when 14 engineering students who were women were killed by a gunman because they were women studying in a male-dominated field. So obviously we've come a long way since then, but I think that it's really important to consider the title of this day, Remembrance, to remember what happened, but also action. Like, think about what it is that you can do to improve, continually work on and improve the experience for not just women, but gender nonconforming folks, non-binary folks, trans individuals, and all people, really, because when we're all equal, it's better for everyone, not just one group. So yeah, something to think about. All right, I'm gonna play a track now called Listen Closely by Jada G. It is streaming right now on Editorial Magazine, which is a great publication based out of Montreal. This song apparently channels the feelings of exhilaration that comes with learning something new. I hope you enjoy.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. We've reached the end of the show for today. That was a regular fantasy mix and cover of Let Me Roll It by Paul McCartney originally. I like that version a lot. Regular Fantasy is a Vancouver-based producer, recording artist, electronic musician. Before that, it was Jada G with the song Listen Closely. Thanks for tuning in today. Perhaps I will be back in a couple weeks with more FemCon for you. Don't go anywhere. There's lots of great programming coming up on CITR. Hope everybody has a wonderful rest of their week and stays warm and safe. If you're in Vancouver and dealing with everybody's inability to deal with the weather, wonderful. Bye.
The world is a better place because of Kim Kardashian's empire,
Cheetos,
fleece material,
and Discorder.
It's a local independent music magazine from CITR.
Which means that we can print whatever we heckin' want.
Album and live show reviews, interviews with artists, and sweet illustrations grace our pages.
And even you, listener, can contribute.
Just visit CITR.ca/Discorder/contribute.
You can grab it around town or read it at Discorder.ca.
Forever local and forever free.
The Kinder Morgan pipeline expansion, if approved, would create decades of intensive carbon emissions with the transportation of fossil fuels from Edmonton to Burnaby. The federal government and the National Energy Board are set to announce their decision on the expansion in December. An approval of the project would actively work against Trudeau's commitment to a 1.5-degree limit on global temperature rise and would also put our local ecosystem at risk. If you would like to get involved in the fight against Kinder Morgan Pipeline, check us out at ubcc350.org. That's ubcc350.org.